ahead and stand up. If nothing else, you definitely got your exercise in today. You would just stand with us, and we're going to begin worship and song this morning.
Yeah. This one says, thank you so much for the Bibles given in Steve's memory. Your thoughtfulness is appreciated, and that's the family of Steve Cook. And then another one, thank you for your thoughtfulness in honoring Dick with the Gideon Bibles, the family of Dick Cassie. So we continue to lift them up in prayer as they mourn the loss of loved ones, and let's go to God in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We praise you, Lord, that you are God. You are in control. Lord, you're all-powerful, almighty, and all-knowing. And yet, Lord, you love us. Lord, you created us, you made us in your image, and Lord, you sent your Son to die for us, and Lord, through him we have life eternal when we accept his gift of forgiveness and, Lord, seek to follow you. So, Lord, we thank you this morning and praise you for your love and for the blessings that you bestow upon us. Lord, it's a beautiful morning. We thank you, Lord, for the beauty of your creation, and Lord, the beautiful weather we've been having. And Lord, we praise you for your creation. Lord, we look around and we marvel at all that you've created, Lord, the stars in the sky, the moon, Lord, the beauty of the flowers and the crops growing, and Lord, we thank you and we praise you. And Lord, we know that you have blessed us in so many ways. We thank you that we have the opportunity to live in this great nation, Lord, and thank you for the freedoms that we enjoy. Lord, as we come before you this morning, Lord, we do seek and ask, Lord, that you help us and forgive us when we fall short of your will. We pray, Lord, that you would just pick us up. Lord, we would turn to you for strength and help, and then, Lord, we would follow the life and live the life that you've called us to live, and then, Lord, you would help us to honor you and to honor Christ in all that we say and do. And, Lord, this morning we share with you requests and concerns that would be on our hearts this morning. Lord, we pray for those that have lost loved ones. Lord, we pray that you would provide comfort. We think especially this morning of the House family, and pray, Lord, you would be with them. them. Lord, a mixed time of emotions for them, Lord, with a wedding and now a funeral. So, Lord, we pray for comfort for them. We pray for strength for them. And we ask, Lord, that you be with them. Lord, we pray with those that are struggling with illnesses and sickness. Lord, we think of Sam Howarth this morning. We pray that you touch his body. Lord, we pray for Pastor this morning. We pray that you will speak through him, that, Lord, your words will come forth in a mighty way, and that, Lord, we will take it to heart and do as you've asked us to do. Lord, we pray this morning for our country. We pray, Lord, for our leaders. We pray, Lord, for the world, and, Lord, that your will be done, Lord. We know that it will. You're in control, and while there's chaos all around us and so much, Lord, darkness and evil, we know, Lord, your light shines through us, and we pray, Lord, that you'll help us to let our light shine. We do pray this morning for our missionaries, Lord, those that are in the States and abroad, and we ask that you bless them, that you watch over and protect them, Lord, you just help them to spread your love to those around the world. Now, Lord, we give you this time, Lord, when we give you our attention, our whole hearts, to worship you and to praise you and to thank you for all that you've done for us. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. As the deacons prepare, let us worship God with our tithes and offerings.
Today we are actually in the middle of our series entitled You Asked For It. And many of you know that what I have done is in April we sent out questionnaires in the church a little bit, because we're going to be talking about, someone asked the question, how do you overcome worry, stress, and fear? Now, interesting thing about that is worry and stress and fear, in some respects, is not all bad, but it can be. It's one of those neutral things. I think out of those three, worry would probably be the most negative that's there, because the issue with worry is you can't do anything about it. You're wasting a lot of energy on stuff that you have no control over. And so you'll sit there, well, I'm not sure, I don't know. Well, there's nothing you can do about it, but yet sometimes we sit here and worry. We're going to talk a little bit more about that later. Stress and fear are good things, because stress actually makes you stronger. As you know, when you are involved with any types of athletics or weights or whatever else, that's nothing more than stress on your body. So you'll be lifting weights, and that puts some stress on your body that causes you to be stronger. Even in areas of life, many of you are stronger individuals because of certain stresses that have been on your life. Fear is a good thing, because that's what keeps us alive. I want you to think about it. If we didn't have any fear, then we would do some very terrible things that very easily could take our life. I mean, if I didn't have fear, then, you know, I could go on the top of Mercer County Courthouse and do jumping jacks on there and not worry about it. And if I fall off and die, well, okay, then I guess I'm dead. But fear is good, because it helps to keep us safe. It is a defense mechanism. In the extreme, every one of these can be very crippling, though. Can be very crippling to the point where you it literally controls your life. Phobias are that way. Phobias of spiders. How many of you are afraid of spiders? Just curious. Okay, so you see a spider come into your house or into your room. Does it affect your life? Sure does. Okay, is it going to be a live or dead spider? It's going to probably be a dead spider. So that is affecting how you are, and is actually affecting your life. Fear, let me give you an example of a phobia. Probably about 10 years ago, I was in the Blanchard Valley Hospital, and that's the Findlay Hospital, and they had an old wing on it, and they had an elevator that's notorious for breaking down. And what do you know, I'm the one that got in that elevator. Like I said, I'm Darwin. And the Darwin Awards were named after me. If it can happen, it's going to happen. So I got into that elevator, hit the button, and we went up, started going up, and I was the only one in there, and I got stuck between two floors. And it literally just stopped at that point. So I called them up, hey, you know, I'm stuck in the elevator. I call up my wife, I say, hey, you know, I'm going to be a little late. I'm kind of stuck in an elevator here. And I called her back in 3 minutes, and I said, it's been about half an hour, and I'm still stuck in the elevator. She goes, oh, no, it's only been about 3 minutes. And I said, well, this is how they must feel in jail. I mean, nothing to do, and just pacing the floor. Finally, the maintenance person shows up, and the elevator goes down to the first floor, and it opens up. And right then, this lady comes in, and all of a sudden she stopped right there. She goes, what took you so long? I said, well, the elevator broke down. She goes, that's it. And she turns around and walks away. What's wrong, ma'am? She goes, I'm deathly afraid of elevators. And I was going into this elevator to confront my fear. And the fact that you broke down, she says, I am never riding an elevator ever again. Right? Okay, so that, like I said, that affected your life. Okay. The interesting thing about this, about fear, stress, and everything else, is we also make it very entertaining. Right? Why do you go to an amusement park? The thrill, right? And in the amusement park in Cedar Point, they have what's called the Top Thrill Dragster. Who's all ridden that thing? Ah, somebody said no. I was that way too. And I'm not going to ride that thing. It goes up in the air and keeps going. You see these bodies flying out and everything else. It is a kind of a hybrid But it's a roller coaster that shoots you up to about 120 mile an hour. You go up in the air, straight up, 300 and some odd feet, then you come straight down, and then it twists you, and you're done. People will stand in line for an hour for a 15-second thrill. Because that's what it is, 15 seconds. And the thing breaks down all the time, but they don't care. How many of you would go on something you knew was going to break down, especially something that shoots you 380 feet in the air? And yet they'll wait. Yeah, you will. I mean, they literally wait in line for that. So let me show you this. Now, Nancy Oberlander. 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 Nancy O. She promised me she was going to ride. What happened to it? I lost it. Was going to ride this ride at an amusement park. Okay? All in favor of Nancy riding it, say aye. Aye. All opposed, same sign.